So welcome to today's council meeting, April the 1st, 2022. Then we have passed our Indigenous recognition, our acknowledgement of country. So I begin today by acknowledging the Kalitori and the Panahia past people and the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. Pay my respects to the elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders peoples here today. Thank you. So moving on, not a lot on our agenda today, but it is good for us to come back together. So welcome councillors and staff back to the chambers for our first meeting in 2022. Look forward to a good year going forward, hopefully with not too many interruptions from COVID and other things. Security procedures, we have no guests in, so I won't bother reading those out. We'll head straight into our agenda as it sits. So we've got councillors Temple, Kelly and Cameron in by Zoom. All other councillors are in attendance in the chambers. We have no apologies as such. In attendance we have directors and so forth. Here, staff, I just can't. Sorry about that. I'd like somebody to confirm the minutes. Councillor White, thank you. A seconder for the minutes. Councillor Sheriff, thank you. All those in favour of the minutes, please say.
Raising
a minor point. A minor point, Councillor Sinfield.
That about the incorrect clause in the plan that has to do with Buckingham Place.
We amend that. In the minutes,
Councillor
Snow.
There's a mic.
Here we go.
That's all. You don't have to see this. You'll have to hold it for a little while, Christian, and warm up and try again. Want to go again? Yeah, please.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah, that's all. Good.
Councillor Sinfield, thanks for the question. We couldn't amend the minutes because that was what went up on the screen in front of councillors for them to consider with that wrong clause number in it. It's also what went out on the determination documents. We will fix that clause, though, through the appeal process. So it will relate to the correct zoning of 8.4 instead of the 9.4.
Thanks, Councillor Sinfield. Happy with that. Thank you. So, sorry, Councillor, I should have asked if there's any objections. But I'll put the motion again then. All those in favour of the minutes, please say aye. Raise your hands. Councillor Temple, can't see your hand. Councillor?
But what are we voting for?
The minutes, the moving of the minutes, Councillor.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. Sorry, John, I'll endeavour to speak up.
No, it's not speaking up. If there's a gap between each word, it is clear. But if everyone speaks very quickly together, you cannot hear anything.
Okay, all right. I'll take that on board. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you will see the council workshops held. See announcements by the mayor, announcements by councillors. Any councillors with any announcements? Take that as no. Declarations of interest.
I'll have a declaration of interest. Sorry. I can't fill out a form from here, but for the community and wellbeing, I am a member of two of the community groups, so I declare an interest for that.
Thanks, Councillor Sheriff and Councillor King. It's just a light bulb moment.
Thanks, Steph, for the reminder. I possibly should step out for the community grants as well.
Happy to speak on it. Well, both Councillor King and I will speak on it before we remove ourselves, but... Yeah, if there's any questions, but yeah, I have a conflict of interest.
Well, you've declared them, so that's fine. Thank you.
Steph, if I could just ask you to shoot through an email, just so we've got some paperwork to declare that interest.
Yep, to Chloe or?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Is it?
Yep, okay, I'll do that now.
Thank you. So, any actions on petitions from Neil?
Neil.
So we're heading to public questions time, of which I'm sure there will be no questions from the public. There were none sent into the included. So, we'll move away from public question time. We'll go straight through to council question time. Council questions taken on notice.
Yeah.
Council questions with notice. Councillor questions without notes. Councillor White. Yes, please. And I'm sure Councillor Temple will have one. I'll just make sure he does.
So I have some questions related to the annual plan. Just some details I'd like clarified. The last paragraph of item one on the sustainable natural built environment refers to Council's collaboration with UTAS responding to local impacts of climate change. So do we have any specific dates or workshops or anything scheduled for that?
From memory, I think we're in the climate change in March.
So our collaboration with UTAS will be part of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I can send you some stuff through Council.
All right. Item two refers to the thriving economy item, the short walks program. Now, your email may preclude this, Melissa, but when is the deferred contribution scheduled? Because I know we couldn't have it because of the chat with officer. So do you have that meeting scheduled?
Yes, I actually just spoken to a person today, and we are looking to, well, I'll be sending out an email today or tomorrow to the committee to recommend that we meet on February 16th. My third question is regarding the item on Indigenous Australians. There's no mention of the item scheduled for a workshop this year on the consideration of a reconciliation plan. Talks about our policy, but we did discuss considering reconciliation. So, do we know when that will be included in this year's workshop?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's not mentioned in the annual plan because it's post-based the formation of the plan. It's now updated back in July-ish. And we will look at that as a agenda item for a future workshop. I don't have when that will be. Certainly not yet.
Well, good. And I suspect the same regards my next question about youth affairs. There's no mention of the proposed youth forum, which is proposed to take place in youth in April. That's this mention of other activities, youth activities that are not the forum. So is that the same thing?
That's right. Yes. That's right. We haven't lost sight of those, but just the annual plan is predates it all.
Okay, that's all.
Thanks, Councillor White. Any other councillors with a question? Councillor, I'm going to get Councillor Cameron first, Councillor Temple.
Thank you. Mine's just probably a quick one, probably quite easy to answer, I hope. But could Council just provide an update on the pump track development in Alliston Drive?
Yeah, Councillor, through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor, the pump track contract has been awarded, and I understand that the contractor is going to be on site next week. Correct me if I'm wrong, Peter.
Well, my understanding was this week, Jenny.
This week.
So this week, next week, we're going to be moving to the contract for this year.
So works are about to commence.
And out of the blue,
good news.
Christian, the general manager, can you inform the council of where council are at with the light towers for the installation of the Deloraine football or Deloraine recreation ground, please?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. We have taken possession of the lights themselves and the poles. We went out to tender. We didn't get a response from that tender. We are in negotiation with a supplier at the moment to see whether they will undertake the works. The main issue is just getting a licensed contractor and builder to undertake the works, which is a requirement. The senior football club representatives have suggested a firm that could do it, but unfortunately that turned out to be that they didn't hold the required licenses. So hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks, 2 weeks, we will have a response from this additional licensed contractor and be able to land a delivery or an installation date.
Thanks, Jim. Mr. Councillor Temple.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. My usual question, is there any update on the proposed prison?
Not. From my point of view, Councillor, I've had no communication with the state government, apart from I did see an ad they had in the Meander Valley Gazette talking about consultation, but I've formally received no information going forward on that one. I don't know. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I've had a conversation with community engagement officers for the Northern Prison Project. They reached out and asked for some assistance in contacting neighbours to neighbouring properties to at the Ashley site. To the Mayor's point, they are going to shortly ramp up community consultation and advertising in the Meander Valley Gazette and other publications supports that. They've also asked for use of council facilities to as a base for consultation, so they want to have a couple of events where the community can come and talk to the project team. So we're negotiating the details of that in terms of timing and venue.
Thanks, Jim. Any other questions, councillors? No? Okay. That will finish question time. Thank you. Moving on, corporate services. Any other deputations by members of the public? Neil?
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Sorry. Moving on, corporate services one. Council financial report to 31st of December. The recommendation sits in front of you. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Mr. King, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor White, thank you. Councillor King is the mover. Any points?
No, just thanks to Justin for preparing the document and the agenda.
Thank you. Councillor West. I'll open up for discussion, councillors. Any comments, questions? For those who are on Zoom, just listening, they're waiting to take a question. If anybody has one, they're not sure. No? No questions? No comments? Okay. Therefore, the motion. All those opposed to the motion as stands, please say aye. Against? That is unanimous, no one. Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
Sure.
Obviously, thank you for putting that together.
No way.
But yes, it did make the examiner today, Justin.
Oh, no.
So,
no. Very excited. Well, that's good. Can you imagine if we said no, it's wrong?
Okay, moving on. Thank you. Corporate services two. The recommendation is in front of you as it sits. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second. I'll ask again, somebody would like to move it, somebody would like to second. Councillor King, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Councillor King is the mover.
No comment.
Councillor Kelly has a seconder. No, shaking his head. Okay, open up more discussion, debate, councillors. Any comment from the audit panel members? Use the mic, Michael, please.
Yeah, the audit was quite thorough. I think the people that are there and the new people were well chosen. The person with the mining background gets the academy because I think he'll carry us in the galaxy. But, yeah, well done.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors, questions, queries? No? Councillor Kelly, any of that as the second of the motion? Councillor King as the mover of the motion? No? For the motion, all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous, Mr. Ronald. Thank you. We've got declarations here, okay. So community wellbeing one, we've got declarations from Councillor King and Kilman.
I can, I don't know what you want me to do, just like walk over to the corner of my house or... I'm happy. If anyone had any questions or anything, then I'm happy to answer any of those before I disconnect my off.
Sorry, Steph, say that again.
If anyone had any questions or anything, since both Councillor King and I are stepping out before we go.
Yeah, look,
there's probably Nate's probably there. You can probably answer the questions for you anyway. Or John Harmy.
Okay, so John's here.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm going to sleep.
Step out there before we make the.
Step out, Steffi.
Peter Boo. Oh, sorry. Okay. Somebody like to move. Somebody like to second. Andy, you're dragging us out for a long way. Councillor Sinfield. Seconder, please. Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Sinfield has the moving motion. With your microphone, if you can.
No. I do have a question.
Councillor White is the second of the motion.
I've just got a comment about the layout of it. I've been trying to digest the fact that it looks repetitive and then there's a lot of explanation right at the end. But I guess that's just the process, isn't it? So you've got the recommendation, then you've got it all over again, and then you've got the additional information. I just wondered whether the whole layout could be looked at and maybe made streamlined. I don't know, maybe it's just a routine that you have to sort of scroll through. I don't know.
Jim?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. With the emergency for about to implement software to automate the agenda and reports. And very shortly, you'll receive a reworked template for both the agenda and report items. And so that will hopefully answer some of those issues for you.
Anything else, thanks? No. Okay, open up for discussion comments. Councillor Sinfield, you have a question?
Yeah, Tony Tickman, have we ever been known to, and I know we're doing this because of the GST, have we ever been known to give somebody more than they actually asked for? By that I mean there's a Norfolk Progress Association Community CA system, project cost $1479, grant requested $1345, and we've decided to give them $1479. I know.
What PA system, if I may ask?
Over to John, you're answering the question.
Minutes of our meeting, which is still on the last line, the Mull Creek Progress Association provided a quote, and the quote included both a PA system, and I believe it was 100 metres of extension cords to, they believe, would cater for more of the events that occur within the township. Do you mean the grant?
I'm just saying, what's it all about?
Yeah. So they submitted the request to have a PA system available that they would make available to other community groups in the Marquette area.
Please explain. I don't get it.
I believe the event that they referred to was Anzac Day. They were looking to have a PA system available prior to that day.
Okay, no, I can understand that, but that then it's got to be specific because who are the other people that can use it? I know now where it's coming from, and I'm not going to say no, that's fine.
The word in our application, Councillor, was for shared use at local events in
Fair enough. Okay.
Did that answer questions, sort of, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm just coming to.
No. It's fair enough because I didn't quite understand it.
And we'll just answer Councillor's question. Through the application, we review the GFC's status of the organisation, whether they've been applicant or the group is also sitting there and we account for the GFC.
Thanks, John.
Mall Creek Caving Club. Where is this Mall Creek Caving Club. The person that's involved there, it's in a private capacity. We're supplying money to the community, and I'm all for this. I just want to know where is the trailer going to be kept, and who is responsible for it.
I think I'm the answer to the third last dot point on page 39.
Yeah, I've read it. I've read it 10 times.
Why is it important?
Well, because, you know, a lot of these things get bought and then it goes into somebody's backyard and 2 years later somebody puts that out. There's got to be a sense of responsibility. That's all I'm asking. If somebody's got to put their hand up and say, I am responsible. And it's not a caving club because that person that's running that is making money out of taking people to the caves. Yes.
But is there such a thing as the Mole Creek Caving Club?
That I don't know. Been there only 10 years. So, yeah. But look, it's all for it. I'm not anti it. I just want to make
sure. Yeah, so we're probably digressing into pulling it apart a little bit, considering a committee have already looked at the application.
John? Yeah, but they don't seem to be able to explain it.
That's not correct, Councillor Frydrick. We're actually both of the people on the committee have stepped out of it, both the councillors. But I think maybe you could have a look at the original application if you had any concerns about it. It is the second time it's come to us.
Yeah.
And the committee has met. Discussed it quite lengthily and agreed to.
So she shouldn't be there.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to get in trouble.
We'll just delete that little bit out of the recording.
No, I'm not making criticism for it.
So just having a review of the application, Councillor Frederick. And as this is the second time that this application has come to us, we raised we requested more information around the capacity of the group to fulfill the project. Those things have come out and confirmed that the fire aspects will be there for one other means. That's the contribution would be towards equipment being available in case of an emergency. So the application is from the Volcker Cave Club and it's an association, not a private organisation. Contact person for the application was
it
Mr. Paul Osborne.
Mr. Mayor?
Hey, Mr. Temple, Councillor Temple.
Did you, I couldn't hear, did you adjourn the meeting whilst Councillor Cameron spoke?
No, I didn't actually. She sort of came in a little like a little mouse there for a little minute, so I didn't quite catch anything that Councillor Cameron said. She must have been mumbling, so.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Okay, I think, yes.
So, Mr. Mayor, for you, to contribute a further description of the project is to provide the following comprehensive cave rescue capability in an instantly available cache of club-owned rescue equipment for use in any Tasmanian rescue. Cavers are usually the first respondents and are called upon by emergency services for their expertise and familiarity with underground scenarios. My Creek Caving Club was called upon recently in a major rescue in the Matrix area. Is that enough?
Yeah. Well, it isn't, but let's leave it.
Thanks, Councillor. Yeah, I appreciate the questioning of that. All right, any other questions, councillors? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, I have a question. Probably Andy might be able to answer this. I imagine if there's some sort of a catastrophe in a cave, it would actually fall under the banner of SES, I would assume, and then from there they would engage the required skills to perform the rescue.
Yeah, that's pretty much our roles, Mick. I presume that these guys probably back them up, or SES back these guys up, but SES quite often get called to these sort of incidents.
The follow-up to that then, Andy, and I'm guided by your opinion, would it then be more practical for the equipment to be part of SES's equipment?
Well, SES have already got their own equipment, so I'm not real clear on why there's probably more needed. I presume that's, I don't know any more about it, but I know SES have got their own equipment for cave rescues. We are trained in it, but they quite often get long system to do it because they do more training as far as that's concerned. But yeah, I'm not sure of the logistics around them having the equipment. I've got no idea.
All right, any other discussion? Questions, comments?
I think you there, Wayne?
Yes, Councillor.
And I know the committee has looked at it, but I think I do concur with Councillor Friedrich. It sort of doesn't make sense to me a little bit, this one.
Right.
Happy to move forward, but I do think there's it'd be nice if we could have some followed-up answers on the questions that Michael's asked.
Okay, and then take a little bit of guidance on this as to whether we're actually going to pull this one out, as in the Mile Creek one, or you want to continue on.
Just a suggestion, can we pull that one out for now and move forward with all the rest until we have further advice on it?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, we just do an amended motion. Make an amendment to the motion on the table, taking it out.
If that's, we can, somebody like to move?
Well, before we do, could I ask, rather than, well, depending what you want the amendment to be, but could we just ask for more information? So what I'm hearing Councillor Friedrich saying is that he wants to know where the equipment's going to be kept. And then Councillor Kelly's question seems to be, is it really needed? So it would be quite easy to make those decisions without actually pulling it out and stepping it back. So they've applied twice, so clearly they find it, they think it's necessary. And they have indicated that they are first responders often. So maybe we just ask for extra information.
If we move this motion, we will actually be approved.
Yeah, you still need to, the amendment might just call for further information, not to look at that, not to take it out, but to ask for further information.
John, then.
Yep, comment. So pretty interesting, and that's what I think. I can answer some of the additional questions that are popping up here, because as you say, the intermediates. The committee has assessed its application on two occasions now, so by way of where the equipment is stored, the equipment would be under the custody of our quartermaster, as is all flood equipment. Dead Hunter, 3 mile residents, and I won't start the address. The club has plans for a dedicated trailer to house all rescue equipment so that it can be instantaneously mobile for rescue exercises and actual rescues anywhere in Tasmania. The committee that has assessed the application believes that it meets the criteria for a grant program. So, I guess from what I'm hearing, we would need to provide some reasons to the associations for why they would be not back, and whether they would be
all right. So,
yeah, I go back to the dot point on page 39, and it talks in a number of ways about having obtained other grant funds. It also talks about to complete the additional new purchases required, any Meander Valley Council grant funding would be matched by the National Paving Organisation. So it's sort of like a doubling up there of the importance of us making this contribution to it. I see merit in supporting it.
Would Councillor Sinfield be able to repeat what he's just said? I didn't get the nuts and bolts of what he said.
I can repeat that. My view is that the dot point on page 39 comes at the issue in two different directions, both saying that they've been successful in obtaining other grant funds to secure the trail, but it also is saying that should council grant funding, it would be matched by other national paving organisations. So to me, it's somewhat, or is presented as being, if that dot point's correct, pivotal in the success of them getting it over the line. And it's a small contribution is limited to the 3,000. I'm not sort of seeing anything that yes, you could ask some more questions, I guess, but it has been assessed by the panel. That doesn't give it carte blanche, but I see some merit in what's written there.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor White.
At the end of the day, they're asking for a grant to help them provide a service, so I would imagine that the police also sort of end with that.
Yeah, we need to keep going. Well, I'd say that this is recommendations from committees that have looked at this. John, you have something else to offer, and then we'll move forward.
I'm happy to move forward as it is, Wayne.
Thanks.
Without amendment.
There was a question earlier around the crossover between paid club and other services, paid services, and the business wanted to add that as a part of the application we received, there was a support from Tesco's parts, a couple of other organisations also.
All right, any other questions, discussions, alternative motions being flagged? If not, I'll go back to Councillor White as the second motion. Any comments?
Well, just to reiterate, I see they're asking for funds to help them provide service, so I believe they should be supported. Yep. And then the whole grants program should be supported.
Thanks, Councillor Sinfield. Is the mover of the motion?
No, sir.
Okay, on the basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
That is unanimous for those who are in the room. Thank you. Thanks, Councillors. Moving on.
No kitchen, huh?
Right?
I said no kitchen.
Governance one. Yes, we just need to record that the sun is shining at Chudley. The Steph's got her sunglasses on, obviously. And Tan Councillor King is back in the room. So thank you. Moving on to governance one. We've got the recommendation in front of you for the annual plan report for December 2021 quarter as attached. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second that motion, please. Councillor Watt has a mover, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Sherriff, thank you. Councillor White has a mover. Any comments?
Yes, I'd like to say that I appreciate the format as being laid out very clearly and simply. On rereading, I did spot a few areas that could be even more succinct, but given that the time has come and gone for that sort of comment, I must save that up, but maybe I'll talk again. But it's good to see it laid out in a way that people can find what they want and expresses council's operations in an easy to read way. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor White. Councillor Sheriff, is the second up?
No, I've got nothing there, thanks.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors, comments. I'd like to say to the GM and the staff that are there, well done for putting this together. Obviously, we've got some issues that are pending that haven't achieved where we wanted them to. Obviously, GM can talk to that if you wish, but we know what we've come through, what we're going through at the moment, uncharted territories. It's good to see us all back in the room actually at the moment. So, brought into the start on that one.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I guess the issues of pending are generally in two categories. One, that there's a dependency that's impacted by COVID, or that it's a piece of work that's scheduled for either quarter three or quarter four, the balance of the year. So, and I think from memory we had one that was no longer relevant in terms of where they're going. So I'm reasonably comfortable with those that are pending and certainly comfortable with those that are progressing. And yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Open up for discussion, councillors, questions, comments? Please be shaking of the heads there, so that's good. No questions, no comments, councillors? If not, speak now or whoever holds the peace. Cool. But, Steph, did you raise your hand or not?
Chasing the fly.
Oh, chasing the fly. Okay, sorry. Councillor Sheriff is the second. No, Councillor White is the mover. Okay, on the basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Motion to close the meeting. We're heading to we have motion to close the meeting to the public. Somebody like to move, Councillor Sheryl. Somebody like to second that. Somebody like to second that, Councillor King, thank you. Put the motion, all those in favour, please say aye, raise your hands. Thank you, unanimous.